And how do we do this? How do we forge ahead? Well, as you all know, I've been spending a lot of time with old Brother Al Sharpton. Part of the exploratory committee. People say, oh, Brother West, why are you spending time with him? My God, he's still wearing his hair like James Brown. Come on, West. I say, I don't idolize anybody. I'm a Christian, you see. I know everybody, who they are. But the question is, what kind of voice can make an intervention at the national level in terms of linking the vicious legacy of white supremacy and how we wrestle with it to the issues of wealth inequality, corporate power here and around the world, to the issues of ecological abuse? And Brother Al Sharpton, in dialogue with Brother Ralph Nader, and we brought them together the day before the election in the House of Justice on 125th Street and 5th Avenue. And it was a fascinating coming together. And once you get the forces of Brother Sharpton with the forces of Ralph Nader, they may not be able to party hardy together all the time, but they got some issues that they can wrestle with that will at least allow the nation to have to come to terms with an alternative vision, a radical democratic vision. On every front, you see. Telling the truth about the Middle East. How do we deal with that delicate situation? Jewish brothers and sisters, Israelis, both Israeli Arabs and Israeli Jews, preoccupied with the possibility of national death. Hostile nations, many of them still at war with the state of Israel. Against the backdrop of European Holocaust. Not just 6 million precious Jewish brothers and sisters, but communists and socialists and gays and lesbians, all of them put to death like they cockroaches. And yet at the same time, to May 1948, war after war after war, with Palestinian brothers and sisters, many of them already there before the state was founded. How are you going to deal with this very delicate conflict? We have to be truthful about this in such a way that even if we disagree, we know we disagree on principle. It's not a matter of being anti-Palestinian or anti-Jewish. You can criticize the state of Israel in a vigorous way and not be anti-Semitic. If it's principle, only if it's principle. And you can tell the truth about the PLO without being viewed as some kind of anti-Arab, anti-Palestinian brother and sister. We have to be able to tell the truth. No one has the fundamental solution, but it's very clear that the alliance with the American Empire and the bias of that empire vis-a-vis the state of Israel, in which babies and young folk on the West Bank can be slaughtered, but no press conference at the White House. But one Israeli soldier is treated in an inhumane and ugly way, unjustifiably, yes, but one Israeli soldier mistreated, press conference that next morning. What's going on here? We want justice. No revenge, we want justice. We tell our Jewish brothers and sisters that we stand in the tradition of Amos, and Abraham Joshua Heschel, and Sheldon Wolin of this institution many years ago, my dear friend and brother. whole host of other Jewish prophetic folk who were willing to tell the truth about their own situation and the community from whence they come based on a universal democratic vision. And if Jewish brothers and sisters can aspire to that standard, then each and every one of us in our respective communities will tell the truth about our own anti-democratic, non-democratic, quasi-democratic, crypto-democratic elements as well, right across the board, freeing each other up. Because in the end, that's what it's about. And I want to end. Earth, Wind, and Fire say, sing a song. I got four notes in this song that I'm trying to sing tonight. Socratic note, prophetic note, democratic note. But I want to end on a blue note. That's what I love about the blues. Johnny Lee Hooker and Muddy Waters and Bessie Smith. Is that it's neither sentimental nor cynical. It is ideal for tough time. It says, I've been down so long that down don't worry me no more. That's why I'm gonna keep on keeping on anyhow. That's the blues. You see? Curtis Mayfield say, keep on pushing against the grain. Muster the courage to think, muster the courage to love, muster the courage to dissent and dialogue, muster the courage to hope. That's the blues. The nation has the blues. Black folk had it for 400 years. How do you keep on moving? No optimism at all. Anybody who's optimistic 10 years ago, 50 years ago, today is out of touch with reality. We're talking about hope. Hope is not the same thing as optimism. Any progressive understands that you have to have something that is not spectatorial, it's participatory. It's not distance from the funk, it's in the funk. And in the midst of the funk, as George Clinton would put it. You then start stirring things up. You start reaching out. You start energizing and galvanizing and regenerating and reinvigorating each other because you're accenting the best of each and every one of us, even given our imperfections. That's the blues. And yes, the hip-hop generation understands part of this thing because for so long, they've had levels of the blues that American society has overlooked. No doubt about that. And so in many ways, I'm speaking even more to the younger brothers and sisters of all colors here than I am to those of us who are starting to turn a little gray. You know what I mean, no Marvin? Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, brother. Still looking good with your brim on, but just a little bit. Because it's going to be that third wave of the hip-hop generation that have to transcend this market-driven hedonism and materialism and narcissism, hungry and thirsty for something bigger than them, don't fall for narrow patriotic pits, but link yourself to a story bigger than you, a grand democratic story that goes back to John Brown and goes back to Sojourner Truth, that goes back to Ida B. Wells Barnett, that goes back to Miles Horton, that goes back to Brother Mario Savio, that goes back to Cesar Chavez and Russell Means and Mario Rukeyser. You say, who in the world is she? Read the sisters. Freedom fighter, Jewish sister. They're part of the story. And you can't be a progressive with the blues without a story. And that's why nearly every blues has a story in it. Because a story generates movement and motion. And movement and motion means that, in fact, there's always some way of sustaining yourself against the grain, not just by yourself, but organized, affiliated, linked to some institution, and keeping the focus on working people and the poor. Does America have what it takes to meet this challenge? Open question. It does not look good at the moment. But if you have a blues sensibility, it has never looked good. Never. I've been a black man in America for 48 years, and I can rest assured you, I have not had an optimistic moment in my life in terms of the capacity of America to meet the challenge for racial justice, class justice, gender justice, sexual orientational justice, but I still can stay full of fire.